We're glad you've joined us on Songs of Praise, musical reflection to encourage your heart.
Holy, 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 holy is the Lord.
Let us run the race with patience, lay aside each sin and care. Let us fight to win the battle, not as one that beats the air. Looking now to Christ our Savior, who endured the cruel cross, may we kneel that day before Him, having counted all but loss. A crown to cast at His feet, when the race on earth is then complete. All the praise to Him is due, through the blood I was made new.
And His power gave the strength to make it through.
A crown to cast at His feet. The victory was won through the blood of Christ the Son, and the crowns lay at His feet when all is done.
I see through a glass now darkly, but that day as face to face,
I shall see Him in His glory, full of truth and full of grace. Oh, to kneel not empty-handed, but a shining crown to give to the One who died to save me. The victory was won through the blood of Christ the Son, and the crowns lay at His feet when all is done.
He walked along the shores of Galilee. From clay He formed the healing balm that caused the blind to see. While stones of wrath lay heavy in their hands, He knelt to write His mercy in the sand. Jesus came to set the captive free, showed us by the way He lived, the way we need to be. Oh, love is more than words could ever. we never show them love, just to say we care will never be enough. How can we reach a world we never touch? Could we be so busy being saved, trying to impress a world it's long since lost its way? We pride ourselves in being set apart, but we don't have time to touch a broken heart. Even if we found the time to care, would we take the risk involved in always show them love, just to say we care will never be enough. How can we reach a world we never touch? We hide behind these walls in the security of friends, but beyond the stained glass window, a world is lost in sin. If we never show them love, just to say we care will never be enough. How can we reach a world we never touch? How can we reach a world we never touch?
Listening to Songs of Praise. It's our desire to encourage and uplift your thoughts to our loving Creator God.
Oh, straying pilgrims here, our path is often dim, but to cheer us on our journey still, we sing this wayside hymn.
Yonder over the rolling river, where the shining mansions rise, soon will be our home forever, and the smile of the blessed giver gladdens all our longing eyes.
Here our feet are often weary on the hills that throng our way. Here the tempest darkly gathers, but our hearts within us say,
yonder over the rolling river, where the shining mansions rise, soon will be our home forever, and the smile of the blessed giver gladdens all our longing eyes.
Here our souls are often fearful of the pilgrim's lurking foe, but the Lord is our defender, and he tells us we may know.
Yonder over the rolling river, where the shining mansions rise, soon will be our home forever, and the smile of the blessed giver gladdens all our longing eyes.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought, by day or by night. Waking or sleeping, thy presence, my light. Riches I heed not, nor man's empty praise. Thou my inheritance now and always. Thou and thou only, first in my heart. High King of heaven, my treasure thou. Displayed for all to see.
beauty of your majesty awakes my heart to sing. How marvelous, how wonderful you are. Beautiful one, I love. Beautiful one, I adore. Beautiful one, my soul must see. You opened my eyes to your wonders anew. You captured my heart with this love, 'cause nothing on earth is as beautiful as you. You opened my eyes to your wonders anew. You captured my heart with this love, 'cause nothing on earth is as beautiful as you. Beautiful one, I love. Beautiful one, I adore. Beautiful one, my soul must sing. Beautiful one, I love. Beautiful one, I adore. Beautiful one, my soul must sing.
Take me past the outer court into the holy place, past the brazen altar. Lord, I want to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people and the priests who sing your praise. I hunger and thirst for your righteousness, and it's only found one place. Take me into the holy of holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me into the holy of holies. Take the coat, cleanse my lips. Take me past the outer court into the holy place, past the brazen altar. Lord, I want to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people and the priests who sing your praise. I hunger and thirst for your righteousness, and it's only found one place. Take me into the holy of holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me into the holy of holies. Take the coat, cleanse my lips. Take the coal, cleanse my lips. Oh, here I am.
Join us again next time on Songs of Praise, brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio, to enjoy more uplifting music.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Sandra Ashton.
This story is entitled, To God Be the Glory. Philippians chapter 4 verse 19 says, My God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. You know, the Lord has cattle on 1,000 hills, but sometimes it's difficult to wait while He is deciding when to sell one to fill your needs. But it's during that time of waiting that our faith is built, one moment at a time, one prayer at a time. We learned this in a very intimate way as we were building the girls' dorm on the campus of Heritage Academy. We had not raised enough money to pay for the entire project, but felt convicted to begin with what we had. Construction materials were not getting any cheaper, so by faith, we got started. It came time to order the heating and air conditioning units both for the individual rooms and for the common area. It was a big ticket item, and we didn't have the money for them. We talked with the supplier, and the entire order was going to cost more, several thousand more, if we waited. He told us to do anything we could to avoid the price increase. We gathered all the staff together for a season of prayer, and by the end of the session, it was unanimous to step out and order the equipment even without the funds. It was truly scary, and yet we were at peace with the decision. The order was filled several days later, and the very day the units were delivered, a check for the exact amount of the invoice came in the mail. Faith or presumption, you might ask? Where there is no counsel, the people fall, but in the multitude of counsellors, there is safety. We claim this promise in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14, and in that safety, we stepped out in faith corporately and praised God when our prayers were answered. A reflection associated with this story comes from the Acts of the Apostles, page 357. In the upbuilding of His work, the Lord does not always make everything plain before His servants. He sometimes tries the confidence of His people by bringing about circumstances which compel them to move forward in faith. Often He brings them into strait and trying places and bids them advance when their feet seem to be touching the waters of Jordan. It is at such times when the prayers of His servants ascend to Him in earnest faith, that God opens the way before them and brings them out into a large place. To God Be the Glory was written by Debbie Baker, President of Heritage Academy in Monterey, Tennessee. You can visit heritagetn.org for more information.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
I'm the two-tip lady who loves to help make life more simple. Do you want to feel better? I've got two tips for you that work. How do I know these work? Because I do it. If I didn't, I couldn't preach it, could I? I'm not a medical professional, and you'll see that, not at all. But I do know this, that walking fast is good for me and good for you. So that's tip number one. Get out and walk, fast if you can. And while you're moving those feet, look for the beautiful and unusual things along the way, because they're there. You just have to look. Do you know why walking is so good for you? Here's a simple reason. We don't need a fancy-dancy explanation anyway. When you hike along at a pretty good clip, you're bringing oxygen into your body, and your arteries are getting oxygenated. The gunk is getting cleaned out. Well, that's a super simple explanation of how your blood pressure improves when you exercise. So many people have a lot of extra fat stacked up in their arteries, and so their arteries become narrowed. Then off they go and have bypasses and stents put in to clear out the gunk. But what if they simply exercised sufficiently long before they got to the point where they'd need surgery? Wouldn't that have been a great idea? So if it's not too late for you, get your shoes on and out you go. So there's tip number one right there. Shoes on, out you go. Sure, sometimes it's too hot. Sometimes it's too freezing. But figure out the best time of day, put those sneakers on and walk. What else does exercise do for you? Oh, well, I know, it helps you sleep better. Yeah, it helps me. And you'll never know if you don't give it a go. So if you feel silly when you're heading off to an exercise class, or zipping along the road on your feet while others are serenely driving along in their cars, who cares? Feelings don't matter. Facts do, and the fact is that when you do, you are doing something great for your body. So there's tip number two. Do something great for your body. Start today. I hope these two tips help you too. So these are simple. Are there more? Sure. If you really want that healthy body, there's more. But take action on these for starters and you'll sleep better and improve your blood pressure too. James reminds us in James 1:22 to be doers and not hearers only. So we can choose to ignore these simple steps, or we can take action starting today. That's it from the two-tip lady who loves to make life more simple.
You've been listening to a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.